one of our favorites, Rodney Harrison, is in the house. Good to see you.
Good to be here. Good to be seen.
Now, let's be honest. You're just trying to give other people a chance here, right, in this long drive contest that's about to take place, because you are the defending champion in this.
Yes, correct. I humbly accept that title, but at the same time, Roosevelt Coven, he walked up with a check for $1,500, and he said, if you don't participate, you can have this. So
perfect.
You know, we all have our price.
Just negotiating what the amount is.
And you may have answered the question about, I was just going to ask you, who the biggest trash talker out here is. It's got to be Roosevelt Colvin, right?
Yeah, but the thing with Roosevelt is he's a big trash talker, but he's a very bad golfer. I mean.
See, they go hand in hand, probably.
Yeah, but he looks the part. I mean, he spends a lot of money buying the clothes and buying the nice fancy shoes, but he's an awful golfer.
The worst on the team? Who's the worst on the team? We've been talking about the best and Rodney's. I mean, Tom's got game. But who's
the worst that I've played with is Roosevelt. He and Geno Wilson, Eugene Wilson. I mean, they're both miserable.
How's your off season been?
Off season's been great.
You look great. You look like you're fit and trim and ready to go.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to go. I was over there talking to these other guys. They were saying that Rodney Harrison couldn't be counted on because of the last couple of years being injured, and really it's kind of funny to me because. You know, you never can control what other people do, falling into your knees and everything like that. And it's unfortunate that those things happen. But at the same time, I'm very excited about coming out, having an opportunity. Coach Belichick giving me another opportunity to come out here and just be part of the team. So I'm excited.
But, you know, when I talked to you before a few weeks ago or about a month ago, you said you understood why the Patriots drafted a safety because you said about yourself, I'm old. They need to start looking forward. So do you think it's a fair criticism that they should be looking forward, the team should be looking forward?
Of course, the team has to look forward. I mean, you look at myself, you look at Brewski, you look at Seau, you look at Vrabel. We're not young, so you need to go out and get younger players to add to that and have a good mixture of veteran as well as youth talent. And that's what makes our team so good because they do a good job of combining the two. So I think at this point in time, when you get to, you know, our age, everything is year to year. The next 2 or 3 years aren't necessarily promised. So, yes, they need to go out and get young talent. And, you know, they do a good job of that. And you welcome and embrace that.
And that's why you said you can't control like a guy like Bobby Wade falling into your knees. It is one thing to be injury prone. It's another thing to have someone just take you out. Would you say you're injury prone?
I just think, you know, I've had a couple bad breaks. I mean, back to Cedric Wilson in Pittsburgh game, falling to my knee and then come back Bobby Wade going into my knee. It's nothing that conditioning wise or lack thereof that I've done or I didn't do to, to not avoid those injuries. And I mean, when you go out there, you work your butt off, you're in phenomenal shape each year. You come out here, you try to put the best foot forward, and I've done that. And just the last 18 months has just been unfortunate, but it can happen to anyone, and it just so happened to happen to me. So you have to be able to deal with the success, the Super Bowls, and all those great things, as well as some of the adverse times, and I think I'm doing that.
You're kind of an old school guy. You've always felt that rookies should be seen and not heard, and one of the few things I've heard Brandon Merriweather say is, I just want to do whatever Rodney Harrison does. I just want to follow him. I want to watch him. I want to learn from him. Do you embrace that opportunity to help this young man learn the game at this level?
That's what it's about. I think you really embrace it because a guy like that, he puts forth an effort to come out and seek you out and say, you know what, I want this information. I want to learn from you. And that's what it's truly about. I mean, when you get to the point where you have 10 years plus in the league, me going into number 14, you look at a young guy like that with the talent, with the potential, and you say, you know what, I want to help him learn. I want to teach him because he wants to learn. And I think it's a great opportunity. I think he's going to help this team out. Whatever capacity, that's up to Coach Belichick. But I think he will help this team, and he's going to be a great player for many years to come.
And you just started to answer the question. He, granted, hasn't taken the field yet. We don't know what he's going to look like in pads and when he gets a helmet on. But what do you see from him in the off-the-field film study, weight room? What do you see from him in those categories?
I just
categories?
Think he's a nice kid, like I told those other guys. He's a nice young man. I mean, you know, he speaks to you. He's not one of those arrogant guys that say he's a first-rounder. He's just a nice kid. He works hard. He's in the weight room. He was in the weight room early this morning, and he just handles himself, with class. So that's what you look for first and foremost. Is he a decent person? And he is that. And then you know, once we put the helmets on, you'll be able to see him play.
Now, Artrell Hawkins once said that you jumped on him for coming into the weight room like 5 minutes or 10 minutes after you expected him to be there, and said, you know, what are you doing, sleeping in today? What's the problem? Have you had to have that kind of conversation with Brandon Merriweather or any other rookie so far?
Well, actually, I say that to all the rookies. I mean, if I'm in there before him, I'll look at him. It might be 8:15, and I'll look at him and say, good afternoon. And then they're looking like, what the heck are you talking about? The meetings aren't till like 9 o'clock or whatever. So it's just holding everyone accountable, and guys hold me accountable, and that's how you continue to push each other and try to get the most out of the young guys and let them know that you can't take being a professional for granted, because if you do, you look up, you find yourself out the league and out of a job.
We've talked in the past about Patriots kinds of players. You've made it very clear to us that Terrell Owens would not be a Patriots kind of player. Is Randy Moss a Patriots kind of player?
He's working hard. He's here day to day. He's participating in off-season program. He's doing everything that coach and the way coaches, Coach Belichick and Coach Wojcik is asking him. So if that entails being a Patriots player, then that's what it is. He's working hard. He's making plays on the field. And, you know, what can I say? I like what I see.
We've talked about this as well. I was wrong about the kind of person I thought you were when you arrived.
He was killing you.
Based on reputation.
He was killing you.
And look, Rodney and I have talked about this in the past. I learned my lesson.
And he apologized.
And I did.
He apologized?
Yes.
Am I guilty of perhaps making the same sort of judgments about a guy like Randy Moss? Again, based simply on reputation and stories out there, is the guy different than the stories that have preceded him?
I think we're all guilty of just really prejudging people. I mean, they did the same thing with Corey Dillon, and Corey Dillon came in. He was a model citizen. He worked extremely hard. He was very productive. So I think what you need to do is give the guy a chance, first and foremost, before you form judgments. And I know that's part of, you know, you guys' job as the media is to form opinions and stuff like that. But at the same time, give him a chance to go out there and prove that he's worthy and he's a good guy, or maybe he's not, you know, but give him a chance to prove otherwise. And for me, I just see the guy working day in and working day out. He's being a professional, and he's getting the job done.
I know you guys at the Patriots, you like to handle things in-house if issues come up. Since you've been here, when issues have arisen, what is the balance between the coaches saying something and the players saying something? In other words, is it 50-50, or do the coaches leave it to you? Do you guys leave it to the coaches? How's that go?
Well, it's nothing that's just straight out just communicated. I think it just depends on the situation. I think at one point in time, Coach Belichick, because he's the head of our team, he's the leader, he's going to say his piece. But at the same time, we have good guys like Brewski, myself, Seymour, Brady, who will pick and choose what needs to be said and what needs to be directed at a particular player or a particular issue. So I just think it just depends on the situation. But I think there is a fair balance, and I think people in our organization, they're fair about situations.
Were you excited to see Junior coming back?
I was very excited. I mean, what can you say? 18 year in the league, just a phenomenal guy. He looks great. He works extremely hard. He's the first guy in the weight room at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's the last one to leave with massages at the end. So just a consummate pro, and it's something that myself as well as the other players can look at and stay motivated by.
It's got to be something else besides the massages. I mean, you're in the league for 18 years playing such a physical position like linebacker. What is it? Is it just good genes?
He's blessed. He's truly blessed. And I think, you know, people say, well, Junior's been lucky. I think in a way, you form your own luck. You go out there, you work hard, you do the right things, and a little blessing from God, it never hurts. So I think he's just been fortunate because, you know, I've seen Junior, I've seen him take a multitude of injuries. At the same time, I've seen him come back and perform at a high level. So I think Junior, he's hungry. I know what he wants. I know why he's here, why he's playing. Ultimately, he wants a championship, and I truly think he deserves it. So that's what we're working for.
Now, see, when I was at Gillette when he broke his arm, and when he was heading off towards the dressing room and he kind of waved to the fans, I felt like he was saying goodbye. But maybe
he was just acknowledging the fans.
I was afraid he was saying goodbye at that point.
I don't think he was saying goodbye. I just think he was basically saying thank you. Thank you for your support, because when you come in the city, you're a 17-year veteran, you're a Hall of Fame guy, and he never wanted to come in here and step on anyone's foot. He just wanted to come and be a part of something special. And I told him, I said, this is a special place. And he understood that. So he was just waving to the fans saying, thank you so much for embracing me and showing me the love and the respect that they've shown.
You know, we were talking to Mr. Kraft last week about the atmosphere here and how back in the day, nobody wanted to come to New England. It was a sentence to have to go play for the Patriots. And now you got guys saying, I want to go play there now. It's totally different.
Well, I think it's a credit to Mr. Kraft because he took ownership of this team years ago, and he's basically turned it around. And he's a tremendous businessman. He's a tremendous person. And I think he's done a great job of bringing in, you know, Coach Belichick, and Coach Belichick did a great job of bringing in his staff and bringing in the right people. And I think people make organizations. People make business work, and they've done a tremendous job. And, you know, that's what it takes. It takes not just great athletes, but great people. And I think that we have that here.
You know, back to Junior, you saw him in San Diego. He couldn't have given a better testimonial to what kind of person he is just by showing up last year. I mean, you know, you could tell them this guy's great. But a lot of your teammates saw last year in a quick amount of time what he's all about, didn't they?
Yeah, Junior's a professional. Junior works extremely hard, and he's a good person. And that's what's important. And he doesn't esteem himself better than anyone else.
And adapts quickly, too.
Yeah. And he's in here. I'm telling you, he's in here learning. He's sitting down with the coach, trying to learn the game plan, trying to learn the defense, and trying to learn all adjustments. And that's what it takes, because most guys with that type of experience, with that type of resume, will sit back and say, you know what, I'm comfortable. I don't have to learn. But he does all the extras as if he was a rookie, and that's what makes him so great.
All right, how come you're not playing today? Because you've got game.
Yeah, I told you. You think the $1,500 was a lie?
Well,
it's the truth.
No. The long drive, I understand, but you could be out there playing.
I'm going to play.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to play. I'm just not going to drive the ball right now.
You know,
you're saving. That's a smart veteran move, saving his energy.
And the fifth hole, I forget which course it is, one of the two. The fifth hole here, playing off the Tiger tees today, is 695 yards, par 6.
Nothing.
Now, that'd be what, driver 7 iron for you?
No. driver 7 iron, 7 iron.
Or driver 3 wood. It's great to see you, as always.
Thanks for having
Good
me,
Good to see
guys.
You, Rodney.
All right, Rodney. Take care, buddy.
Rodney Harrison joining us here on Sports Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Patriots Charitable Foundation Golf Tournament.